So the next question is about the inspiration. How much of this story was inspired by your family and by your grandmother? So a lot of it. My lovely granny, who spent much of her life on a place very like Amiens, she did live through the Second World War on a sheep place, and there was a drought, the 39 to 46 drought in Australia. There were Italian prisoners of war on the sheep place where she worked. So much of that, in fact, all of that is definitely straight out of family folklore. A lot of the other stories, or some of the other stories in the book, I have drawn on as well and tweaked and twisted to make them suit my purposes. But to be frank, Granny was older. She was older than dear Kate at the time of the war, and so to that extent it is not her story, and it isn't her story. It is hers in the sense that she had Kate's bearing, the gloves at the railway station, the sort of formality and kindness and reserve and the upholding of standards. That's all my dear granny. And I was very, very fond of her. She was a great, she was very much loved throughout the extended family, and a great storyteller, so in her own sort of quiet way. So a lot of it is inspired by family, but it is essentially Kate's story. So what I did is I took all of that background that I had, and then I shaped a what I hope is a really good story around wonderful Kate.